Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kennedy, you were out yesterday. We had a delightful guest up by the studio as we get ready for the holiday season. And Keith Lockhart.
I love Keith. I'm so sad I missed him.
From the Boston Symphony Orchestra, the Holiday Pops are here. It starts on Wednesday. And so I thought maybe we could get a ruling as to whether or not we're just complete morons.
Do I have to even hear the question first? Or?
I thought I could even use this morning.
And now, another installment of People Are Stupid.
But this time the call's inside the house. Done,
you will be put on the list. Moronic corporate policies, decisions by governmental agencies, or just your average Joe. He's coming for you. No holds barred.
People are stupid, and this time I'm talking about us.
Okay.
I was going to say,
we're
played
people.
Yourself.
617-931-1234 if you want to call or text in about this. So Keith was here, and there were two questions that were proposed to possibly ask Keith. One was, do you play an instrument? And the other one was, do your arms get tired?
Okay.
Which one is more stupid? And I'm not going to tell you who asked which.
Can we say after she picks?
Okay, those are tough.
Just think about it, because I thought about this more and more yesterday after the show. And
I'm going to say I'd be hard-pressed to think for a moment that he doesn't play a musical instrument, mm-hmm. considering you have to, you're collectively making sure that every instrument in the symphony is
sure.
played properly. So therefore, you must
right.
have some semblance of knowledge of
you
these
would,
things.
You would think that would be a
the
logical...
The conductors I've had have all at least played piano.
Right. Sure. You would think that would be a logical explanation.
So
sure.
I feel that... It's not a stupid question. I just,
right. Yeah,
I don't know
okay.
that you'd waste your time on it.
Right.
Now, as for does your hands, arms
do
get
your
tired?
Arms get tired?
I'm going to say, and maybe this is an unpopular opinion here, but I feel that as a conductor, you are using your arms quite a bit. And I feel that that's a muscle memory that you have to build. So I feel maybe now it doesn't, but maybe in the beginning it did. And he might have even had a funny story about the one time the baton fell out.
Now, 25 years he's been the conductor.
Interesting.
Okay.
I don't know that I would have ever asked him that in public.
Either of those questions, probably, right?
That's why we need you.
So, did you ask him those questions? And if so, what were his answers?
Okay. So, do you play an instrument? Yes. That question was asked of Keith Lockhart off the air. And his response was, that's like asking Bill Belichick if he ever played football.
Yeah, pretty much. Fantastic.
And I was like, but he never did play pro football. And he's like, well, yeah, he had to play at some point, didn't he? And I'm like,
you have to know the game, Carson. You can't just go coach
sure.
Tom Brady.
You
right.
have to understand how a bassoon works in order to make people play it to the level at which you'd like for them.
And the question about do your arms get tired, that question was never asked. I asked him off the air, do you play an instrument? I was the one that asked that question because I just wasn't sure. I had a friend that was a conductor of the marching band in high school, and I never saw her play an instrument. And I was always curious because
it's a promotion.
Huh?
It's a promotion.
Right. And I always wondered, like, for years, I was like, I never saw her play an instrument. I knew her pretty well.
I'm just going to throw this out there, that if one does a Wikipedia search of Keith Lockhart,
sure.
I imagine the list of instruments that he can play.
Is piano. And he said.
No, he said he played a few.
Yeah, but he said piano was like what he majored.
Right.
He majored in an instrument.
But I bet he could pick up any of them.
Right, right.
He started his response with, not to take you down a bit here, but.
God, I love him so much.
It was really funny.
Keith, I'm sorry, buddy.
Right.
We're never going to be asked back.
And then after he was gone, Dan turned to me and said, I really tried to fit this question in. Do you think his arms get tired? And I kind of, we joked about it on the air, but the more I thought about it after I left, I was like, thank God you didn't ask that question.
I meant really filtered it out, but I really wanted to, Kennedy. But I have logic behind it.
I feel it's an interesting question, because if you're doing a really long, you know, 2-hour symphony and your arms are up like this for 2 hours, it's a lot.
He's into it. He's moving. And the Pops are doing 50 shows just in December. That's 50 shows at 2 hours.
He has fun with those.
I'll say, man, I bet he's really strong at arm wrestling.
Well, yeah, but they don't stay up the whole time. Like, when the song is done, he puts them down, he relaxes.
He turns around, he puts his arms back out again for the applause, and then he turns around and he starts over again.
He kind of reminds me of the Night King, you know, when his arms are up like this.
I don't think his arms are near his pockets for in his life.
Ever.
So, and nor should they be. God love you, Keith Lockhart.
Needless to say, people are stupid, and most of the times, those people are us.
Well, I'd like to thank you for not embarrassing me while I wasn't here.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.